First, we'll go to Fergus McGee, who's chair of Donegal GAA. Good morning, Fergus.
Good, how are you?
Right, this is a really positive step for the future of Donegal GAA. There's no doubt about that, is there?
Absolutely, absolutely positive step. I mean, when you look at Jim McGuinness, he's the most probably sought-after manager in the whole country. He brings a great energy and he demands total commitment. You know, his track record is exemplary from, you know, the time he was with Donegal before. He's the player's choice, he's the people's choice. And I've had texts and phone calls and emails from people all over Donegal, all over the world, today and last night. They're just so happy that he's on board. You know, it's really going to lift the county, I believe, Greg, yeah.
When did negotiations start, or when did it become clear that if the circumstances were right, that Jim was interested in a return?
Well, the whole process, you know, it's a whole process, Greg, from start to finish. I suppose maybe to go, have you got a moment, just I can take you through that, if you wish,
yeah? Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, basically, the county committee on the 24th of July, which is 4 weeks from yesterday, we were approved as a committee. That was myself, Martin McHugh, Anthony Malloy, Anthony Dugan, and we also then got a HR person on board with us, and of course the secretary of the county board, Declan Martin. So we were appointed by the county board at that time to go out and seek a manager. So we thank everybody that put their name forward. Obviously, confidentiality was important to those who were unsuccessful. The selection committee then got together and we agreed procedures, questions. We checked, if there were any conflicts of interest or anything, Greg, like that there, you know. And we worked in line with a Croke Park 9-step process that came out probably, I would say, maybe 10, 12 years ago. Mm. And the 9 steps are, you know, they're easy to follow steps, and we worked with that as well. We sent, we shortlisted the candidates. We wrote to those who were not considered for interview. We sent the questionnaire then to those who were to be interviewed. We carried out the interview process, and we had a lady called Sandra McConnell from the HR point of view. She came in with us just to, you know, to make sure, as an observer, to make sure that everything was done properly. We informed everyone or anyone who was unsuccessful following the interview. We did that both verbally and we did it in writing as well. I personally did the verbal part, and the secretary, Declan Martin, he wrote to them. We had permission from the county board to draw up a list then of other people who maybe didn't put in an expression of interest. There was 8 people on that list, and the first person on that list was Jim McGuinness, and that's when we started the discussions with him. But he was keen from the get go, you know, Greg, to come on board, come back. In addition to all that I mentioned about him, above all, Jim McGuinness, he's a proud, proud Donegal man. Yep. His heart and soul's in the county.
Now, the county board and Donegal GAA is going to come to the table, you know, with expectations. But Jim McGuinness, given his history and his status, he's going to also come to the table with some expectations. Can you give us any insight as to, you know, what he's looking for, what he looked for to sign on the dotted line?
There was a list of requirements that he had, and all of the requirements. What I liked about the discussions that we had with Jim, every requirement that Jim had, he actually gave a justification for it. He outlined why he wanted this, why he needed this. He had approximate costs put in place on all of those things as well. I suppose if you look at it realistically, you know, I think Donegal is certainly a top eight team. Donegal is still a top eight team in the country. They'll be starting away in Division 2. I suppose Jim's objective would be in the first year to maybe try and, if not stay in Division 2, preferably maybe try and get back up into Division 1 to get into that, you know, top 8 ranking again. In order to prepare the players, in order for everybody to have what they need, there is a cost, of course, going to be associated with that. But I think if you look at it and you look and we want to sit at the top table, there's a higher cost than if you're at the bottom of Division 4, Greg, you know.
But then when you have someone like Jim McGuinness and his backroom team in situ, hopefully then it's easier to generate money to meet those costs. How did we settle on a sort of a 3-year term with the option of a fourth? Or was that a county board? I don't want to say demand. That's not the word. I think you know what I'm saying. Like, or is that what Jim says? Did he say... Did he say, look, yeah, if I want to achieve what I believe we can achieve, this is, you know, this is the time frame I'm needed? Or yeah, how was that yeah settled on, Fergus?
No, that was Jim's call. That was Jim's call, the 3 years. He was going to maybe go for a bit less first, but, you know, if Jim put it for longer, he'd have got it too. You know, that's the reality of the thing. So three and one additional year was what he agreed upon at the end of the day. Yeah,
and listen,
that was his choice. There, his choice, Greg.
Yeah. And I suspect he might be able to choose how long he stays on it for. But do you think this sets us in a good position for the next 5, 10, 15 years? In that, you know, there are some obvious candidates for the job into the future, maybe in the backroom team, or maybe that, you know, are doing other things at the moment, but featured in 2012. Like, what I'm trying to say is, do you think this sets the senior team's management set up on good foundations for the foreseeable future? Not looking beyond Jim's tenure, but I think, do you get where I'm coming from?
Oh, absolutely. I get you completely, Greg, and it's a point well made. What you're actually saying is that is this going to lead on into... Yeah, absolutely it is, because he's taken the, you know, he'll have a backroom team with him now. There'll be, some of them will have a certain amount of experience, some of them will gain experience. So working with someone like Jim McGuinness is absolutely going to be like... it's a conveyor belt, is what you're talking about, really. You know, people learning the skills of the game and going forward. And yeah, absolutely, I agree totally with what your point, and your point is very well made, Greg. Yeah.
And very finally, Fergus, you know, I mean, you reluctantly suggested perhaps it would be nice to get up to Division One next season, and very diplomatic in that regard. And I think maybe we all have to manage our expectations, and maybe Jim McGuinness himself will set those expectations when he speaks publicly. But I mean, was the discussion as to what might be delivered over the course of the 3+ years, like, is an Ulster enough? Is an All Ireland semi final enough, or is that a conversation for another day?
I think that's a conversation for another day, Greg. To be honest with you, you know, I think that getting Jim back on board now is going to generate a whole new excitement. It's going to unite. The biggest thing that's going to do is going to unite this county, because we've gone through, as you know, we've gone through a very, very difficult period.
No, it hasn't been fun, you know,
we were there last night, you know, and we were all together, and there was a real good feel good factor in the room when, you know, when the announcement was made and when he was ratified by the county board. And, you know, there was a lot of talk at the weekend about this, and, you know, this past week, probably there was a lot of talk about it. Until county committee proposed and seconded Jim last night, there was nothing certain, you know what I mean?
Have you figured out who leaked it yet? No.
I have told the committee, county committee last night, that it certainly didn't come from our wee committee. Okay, we had a 5-person committee. We had was a very solid committee.
Listen, you have to have a bit of crack with it as well.
Of course you do, Greg.
Fergus, listen, thanks for your time this morning. I know you're busy. Fergus McGee, chair of Donegal GEA. Great to speak to you.